Meanwhile, e-cigs are under a lot of scrutiny. Last week, California launched a $7 million ad campaign warning of the health risks of e-cigarettes. The Centers for Disease Control agree. Today, that federal agency is rolling out its own ad campaign. It features former smokers encouraging e-cigarette users to quit.
I'm Christy. I used to smoke cigarettes. I had smoker's cough and severe shortness of breath, and I knew I had to quit. Then I tried e-cigarettes, but I just ended up using both. I really didn't start to get better until I quit smoking completely. My tip to you is, just cutting down on the number of cigarettes you smoke isn't enough.
Smoking even a few cigarettes a day is dangerous. You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
That campaign will air on radio and in print. Now, we've reported on some of the concerns about e-cigs, vaporizers that don't have tobacco but do have nicotine from tobacco plants. We'll link you at herenow.org. While we welcome Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta. Director Frieden, welcome back. And just be clear with us here, because that ad was talking about, Christy, encouraging people to stop smoking altogether. But are you saying in this campaign, stop using e-cigs as well?
Let's be clear. The bottom line about this campaign is that it's about smoking. Still, tobacco smoking remains public health number one, public health enemy number one in this country. 42 million American adults smoke. It's the leading cause of preventable illness and death, nearly a half a million deaths a year, and about 16 million people who are disabled or otherwise have chronic health problems because of smoking. The campaign is about reducing tobacco use. It saves lives. It saves money. And the people like Christy who have come forward to tell their story are really American heroes.
Well, but you've had this campaign, Tips from Former Smokers, since 2012. And we've seen some pretty disturbing images of people with, you know, lung disease. But we're understanding that this new rollout does target e-cigs as well, does it?
There's one of the several people who are featured, Christy, who does talk about e-cigs, and we're seeing a couple of trends with e-cigarettes that are very concerning.
Well, and what are they?
First is kids smoking e-cigarettes. The number of kids using e-cigarettes has absolutely exploded. You see a huge increase in smoking of e-cigarettes among kids, and it is undoubtedly the case that many of those kids are going to be dealing with nicotine addiction. It's a tobacco product, it's nicotine, it's highly addictive, and once people are hooked on nicotine, the possibility, the likelihood that they will smoke regular cigarettes is quite significant. The other real concern is that many people, like Christy, go to e-cigarettes because they think it's going to help them quit. But the studies show that about three-quarters of the people who are smoking e-cigarettes are also smoking regular tobacco cigarettes. So if you want to quit, there are proven ways to do it. There are FDA-approved medicines that can double or triple the likelihood that you will succeed if you try to quit.
Well, why did you think, if it's only a brief mention, but why did you mention e-cigs now? You know, as I said, the campaign's been rolling out for a while. And why not, if you have these concerns, why not an ad that is exclusively about e-cigarette use?
We'll look at all possibilities. Right now, our concern is the number of people who want to quit and think e-cigarettes are a proven way to quit. They're not. Yeah. They may help some people. Some individuals say, I tried other medicines, it didn't work. I used e-cigarettes, and now I'm off cigarettes. If that happens for one individual, that's a good thing. But it's not a proven way to quit. None of these companies have gone and said, yes, we're going to take this to the FDA and market it as a way of quitting smoking. In contrast, what we're seeing is the tobacco industry purchasing many of the e-cigarette companies and thinking of ways to keep people smoking, not to get people to quit.
Well, as you know, every time we discuss e-cigarettes, and we have on many occasions, including the fear that babies, for instance, were getting a hold of these and drinking the sweetened syrup that's part of the vaporizing process and getting poisoned, very sick. We'll have all those stories, as we said, at hearandnow.org. But every time we hear from a lot of people who say that e-cigarettes saved their lives.
Well, as I say, if one individual finds that an e-cigarette allowed them to stop using regular cigarettes, that's a good thing. But the reality is that for 3 out of 4 people who are using e-cigarettes, they're still smoking cigarettes. If you want to quit, use a proven way to quit. Remember that tobacco remains the number one cause of preventable death, and not only death, but also disability, disease, and disfigurement in our society. And the best thing you can do for your health is to quit smoking completely.
Tom Frieden, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And you are not using smoking to mean vaping, or are you? Are you saying quit everything?
Best is to quit everything. If you need to continue using a nicotine product in order to avoid smoking regular cigarettes, that's certainly better than smoking regular cigarettes.
Doctor, thank you.